Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
The Trainee Genie. Our story today takes us to the Sivaria Empire on the Emba province. It's a beautiful and magical place, which is one of the few remaining homes to the genies. Izum the Tremendous was renowned across the lands as the most fair and powerful of all the genies. Not that there were many these days. Those granted permission by the great High Lord Wizard would be escorted to the location of the lamp, hidden in a cage, inside of which the genie lived and he would grant their wishes. You probably know how it works. The person who wants to make a wish rubs the lamp, the genie appears, then bingo bango, they get 3 wishes, which the genie has to grant. Or rather, he, or she, usually will grant the wishes. But there are a few rules about things, and it's all set out in the laws of enchantment that genies must know. Izum the Tremendous hadn't had a holiday in years, and so when the spirit fairies of Fenderling Falls invited him to visit them in their watery paradise, he leapt at the chance and began to pack a bag. But what if someone came looking to have their wishes granted whilst he was gone? Fortunately, Izum the Tremendous had a plan. You see, Izum had a trainee genie. He was known as Raz the Simple. Mostly just Raz. Raz wasn't entirely sure. He liked the whole the simple bit, but he wasn't in charge and did want to be a proper genie one day, so he put up with it. He did wonder why he couldn't be Raz the Handsome or Raz the really good at getting lids off jars, but there we are.
You've studied well, young Raz. Boomed Izum the Tremendous. I'm sure you'll be fine. The great High Lord Wizard says he's only got a few worthy farmers to send over. It'll just be asking for bigger beetroots and fatter cows. Nothing that you can't handle.
Raz wasn't sure.
What if they asked for something bad, though, or something ridiculous, like a 20-headed fire-breathing dragon?
Ez the Tremendous gave Raz a pitying look.
Trust me, I've been in this game over 3 millennia. It'll just be beetroots. It is always beetroots. Anything else is covered by the laws of enchantment.
And off he swished, leaving Raz alone in the lamp. It was peaceful on his own, and after a spot of tidying and a peruse through the abridged version of the laws of enchantment, there was a magical flourish and a creaking noise which indicated someone had come into the cave. Better get this show on the road, thought Raz, and just as expected, he felt the lab being picked up and heard the shimmer as it was rubbed and poof, he appeared.
I am the genie of the lamp, and your wish is my command, proclaimed Raz loudly, hoping he'd made a good magical entrance.
A farmer stood before him.
Spud's the name. I own a small holding at the bottom of the Wimple, he said. 3 wishes, am I right?
Ah, that's correct.
Raz tried to do a big bow, but his elaborate hat began to slide over his eyes, so he stuck to being imposing in an upright ghostly form.
Why can't I have more than 3 wishes then?
It's just the rules, said Raz.
What if I wish for unlimited wishes?
Well, it's a strict violation to the rules of enchantment. It won't work.
What if I wish you were really bad at maths, so you couldn't count how many wishes I had?
The farmer replied.
Well, that's hardly in the spirit of things, is it? There aren't generally many loopholes, trust me, you're not the first one.
Well, can I at least try for a fourth wish? Said Spud. I've had a terrible year, my crops failed, my favourite donkey got oof-mang, and my farmhouse is invaded by a family of bats. It's all right for you, here in your cosy cave. I mean, what do you even do when you're not swishing around making wishes come true?
Oh, easing the tremendous keeps me busy enough, said Raz wearily. Look, can we crack on? I've got a full diary today. I think word's got out that I'm the new genie.
Oh, yes. Quite the talk of the town you are, but yes, wishes, right. First one, I wish that my crops are more plentiful than ever this year.
Raz felt the magical surge run through to his fingertips. They tingled, and with a flourish that sounded like a harp, declared,
Your wish is my command.
Right, next I want Depple, my donkey, to shift the oof mange. I need her back at work.
Swing!
Raz waved his hand again.
Your wish is my command.
And I want shot of all these blooming bets.
Your wish is my command, master.
There was a puff of magical fairy dust, a bit like the big firework at the end of the show, and then silence. Raz looked at Spud expectantly. He was still standing in front of the lamp and directly looking at Raz. Normally at this point, people were thanking him and grovelling and backing out of the cave before skipping happily away, but Spud was resolutely not doing any of the above. Not even a thank you.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Whispered Raz.
I want a fourth wish.
I told you, it's not likely to work. There are...
Yeah, the farmer went on. The laws of enchantment, blah, blah, blah. But how do you know it won't work?
Raz had a think. It's true he'd never seen it done, but he supposed the laws kept things in order.
Could I at least try?
The farmer asked.
But you've had three wishes. That's more than enough.
Yeah, but that was just to get me back on my feet. I'd quite like, you know, just a teeny pot of gold or something.
Raz wondered if Easem the Tremendous got these sorts of complicated requests. He doubted it. He was well known for disappearing in a puff of smoke at the thanking and grovelling stage, probably just for this reason, now he came to think of it.
I wish for a pot of gold, declared Spud before Raz had a chance to interrupt. Doesn't have to be a big one.
Swing! Raz felt the familiar magical surge course through his body, and would you believe it, a modest-sized pot of gold then appeared on the floor of the cave.
No one was more surprised than Raz. He hadn't even had to say that the wish was his command or anything. Now Spud was so delighted with this that he finally started profusely thanking and grovelling and skipped out of the cave, and Raz was left puzzled. If it broke the laws of enchantment, it surely couldn't have happened. So perhaps people could have more than three wishes. He didn't have time to be puzzled for very long. Word got out about the fourth wish, and Raz found that people were coming and wishing for more things. And not just more wishes, but wishing for stuff that Raz had thought just wasn't possible. Everyone wanted a pot of gold now. No one wanted to be a farmer anymore. So all the farms were suddenly transformed into mansions magically. No one did any work. And all of a sudden, there were no less than 500 kings and queens. That idea had caught on quite quickly. There was even rumours of a 20-headed dragon mooching about in the lower fields. Basically, within a matter of weeks, the kingdom had descended into what can only be called a right mess. It was chaos. Because no one wanted to be a farmer, there were no crops. They withered in the fields. Because there were now more kings and queens than farmers, there were about 100 fights about who was actually in charge. Spud, who lived in a mansion the size of a small country, was plagued by not just a family of bats, but a swarm of them, who found the rafters to be particularly cozy. It was infuriating. As soon as one problem was solved, another one appeared, and Raz began to dread the visits, but he was the genie. What could he do? And then one day, Easem the Tremendous returned. It's safe to say any feeling of relaxation Easem had was quickly lost as he surveyed the ruins of the realm.
What on earth did you think you were doing?
He boomed.
What about the laws of enchantment?
These wishes were granting themselves. I thought the laws would stop anything bad happening.
Ezan the Tremendous slapped his hand to his palm.
Don't you see that we are the ones who stop anything bad happening?
He looked left and right carefully.
We are the laws. We just tell people certain things aren't possible. It's for their own good. You're going to have to get much better at saying no.
But why can't people have all they want?
Ezan the Tremendous waved his hand exasperatedly towards the town.
You have seen what happens when people get absolutely everything they think they want. Did it make them happy?
Well, a bit.
Yes, but then there were new problems, like Spud and the bats in his mansion. It was bad enough when there were just a few of them flapping around in the little farmhouse. You can hear the squawking from the next village now. It's our job to make sure the wishes go around fairly and that people don't rely on them. Happiness is not found in this cave. It's found out there and in here.
He patted his fist on his chest. Fortunately, such was the Elder Genie's powers, he was able to swish a charm over the realm and put things back to normal, and no one could remember the time when everyone wished themselves silly. Raz was forgiven by Ezum the Tremendous. It's not easy being a genie, and Raz was still only starting out. And Ezum had very much enjoyed his trip to the Fairy Falls and planned to go again, although this time, before he went, he fixed a large sign to the door of the cave, saying,
Three wishes only, by order of the Great High Lord Wizard.
Just to be on the safe side, of course. And that is the story of the trainee genie. I wonder, what would your three wishes be?
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.